Coming up on Encouragement Live, tonight we'll be discussing hope, what it is, and how to live it out during uncertain times. Christian life coach John Redd joins us to talk about it, to offer you encouragement and hope on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically-based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Tonight, our topic is hope, and our mission is to provide biblically-based encouragement and insight each week on a wide range of topics. John Redd joins me tonight. He's a Christian life coach. He holds a B.S. degree in health education. He's a licensed minister. He's also a certified intrinsic coach. And life coaching is a passion of John's. He works closely with the Hope Speaks Clinic and Renewal Ministries. Renewal's purpose is to support and encourage ministers around the world to help them stay strong and focused in their calling. And I guess, John, we could say so that they don't give up hope, right?
Give up hope. That's
yeah,
right.
We don't. That. John, always good to have you. And we have Lisa, your wife, with us tonight.
She's here. Yes, sir.
And I thought we were going to put her on the air, but I guess she decided she would sit in the other room with the rest of the team.
Yes, sir.
And Danny and Rodney are in there with us. And but it's always great to have you. And let's start with the definition of hope. What do we mean?
Yeah, you know, there's so many definitions of hope. If we can kind of extrapolate a biblical definition, it would be something like this. It's a confident expectation of what God has promised to us.
Yeah.
And then to be sealed in and be strengthened by his faithfulness. It's not ours, it's his.
So the hope is rooted in the faithfulness of God.
That's right.
Yeah, not ours. Mm-hmm. We don't generate hope. There is a verse that I love to share when it comes to hope because it gives me kind of a definition of hope. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Mm. And by the way, 2 Corinthians 4 has two places where Paul says we must never give up. And I really believe that Paul is talking to himself mm-hmm. as well as to the Corinthians because he was talking about all the things he went through in his ministry. And he went through things that would make most people give up hope. But this is what he said in 2 Corinthians 4, beginning in verse 13. He says, "It is written, I believed, and therefore I've spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence." And out of that, John, and when I wrote the book Never Give Up, I'm focused on hope and on this verse. And this verse says, we have an absolute certainty about the future. That is, it will be in his presence. Mm-hmm. Based on that absolute certainty from the past, that people, eyewitnesses, saw Jesus resurrected from the dead.
Absolutely. And that's exactly the kind of the definition we just talked about. It's that promise and fulfilled by his faithfulness.
Yeah. Now, at the outset, we mentioned hope in uncertain times. You certainly, there's no question that we're living in uncertain times today.
Yeah, you know, Don, I'm not sure there has really ever been a time since the fall in the garden of certain times.
Yeah.
You know, there definitely hasn't been a time of peacefulness all around the world for all people. It just hasn't happened. But, you know, we have to remember that God didn't design heaven and earth to be void of hope.
Mm.
Sin entered man in creation at the fall.
Yeah.
And from that time forward, hope has literally been under the attack of Satan and his plans.
And you bring up Satan, which leads me to the question, what is the role of Satan in, I would assume, undermining our hope?
Yeah. You know, his biggest plan is to keep us from engaging and following Christ.
Yes.
And if we do follow Christ, then he wants us to be distracted and doubt God's promises.
Yeah. That's a lot of what Satan is about today and trying to discourage you and undermine your hope. If you'd like to call us and talk about hope, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 855-586-5433, and we'll be right back. At the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, you'll hear from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. The Legacy Leaders Summit this September 12th and 13th features messages from Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, plus panel discussions, worship, and more. You may register at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Following the brutal, horrific Hamas attack on Israel, Israeli soldiers fighting ruthless terrorists and Israeli children need help for emotional trauma.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life, hope, and blessing. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, along with Compedia and the SEAL Future Foundation, extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families.
Stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at blessil.org to counter trauma. That's blessil.org. Our subject tonight on Encouragement Live is hope. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt hopeless? Maybe you're there right now. We're here to give you encouragement and hope. And John Redd and I would love to talk with you. The toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE, 855-586-5433. Want to share some prayer requests with you tonight. Number of our staff members having some health issues. Keith and Brad and Nikki and Jim and Victoria. If you will uphold those folks in your prayers, we would appreciate it. And by the way, we have several of our team here tonight, and one of those team members is enjoying a birthday, and that is Rodney's grandson, Riley. He is 10 years old, and when you hit double digits, John, that's a pretty big deal.
That's a big change. It is.
It is, and we're glad for Rodney and Danny are here. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Rodney and Beth. They've suffered a loss in their family as well, been going through a very difficult time. So pray for them, for Riley and his brother and other members of their family as well. The number is 855-586-5433. We've talked about hope and the fact that Satan, the father of lies, is the adversary, but Scripture gives us a lot of guidance. So, John, give us some specifics on how you would recommend that we counter Satan's efforts to undermine our hope.
You know, as any time we have come up against opposition or troubles, we have to recognize that there's plans against us. We have to recognize Satan's schemes, and the Bible talks about who he is and what he does. You know, one of the first ones is the first part of John 10:10. It says the thief, Satan, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
And in that, it tells us what his plans are. It's to steal, kill, and destroy our hope and our relationship with the Lord.
Yeah. And I believe that many people who feel hopeless and helpless, who become suicidal, and it may be somebody's listening tonight, and you're really thinking about taking your life. John and I would really like to talk with you and to share some of this hope with you, because we believe there is hope that can get you through that. But in reality, I believe that Satan wants to kill people through suicide. That's a part of how he does that. And then you've got a verse in 1 Peter as well.
1 Peter 5:8, and we all read this. Be sober-minded, but be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion. He seeks someone to devour. He wants to destroy us.
That's a sad thing to think about, that he does want to destroy us. By the way, one of the books I have the privilege of writing is a book called Flambeau 2.0. That's a weird-sounding title. You remember C.S. Lewis and the Screwtape Letters? Mm-hmm. Well, Flambeau at darkcore.com was my take on satanic spiritual gifts. And they liked it so well, they asked me to write a sequel. So what I did is I picked out six satanic strategies out of 2 Corinthians. And 2 Corinthians is a book of hope where Paul gave that verse I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And one of those, Paul says, makes a statement, we are not ignorant of his devices. He has devices. He has strategies. We're going to talk more about how to counter those strategies tonight. We're less interested in knowing what they are and in knowing what the antidote is. And that's why John Redd is with me tonight. He's a Christian life coach. By the way, you can learn more about the Hope Speaks Clinic at hopespeaks.com. following the brutal and horrific Hamas attack on Israel, Israeli soldiers who have been fighting for months against ruthless terrorists in Gaza and children all over Israel suffer from significant emotional trauma and insecurity. They need help. They need the skills and tools to heal from their trauma-based fears and anxieties.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessing. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, along with Compedia and the SEAL Future Foundation, extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at blessil.org. That's blessil.org, providing crucial training and support to counter trauma.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
Sat 7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat 7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Back on Encouragement Live, by the way, this music you're hearing and much more music available online from Brad Smith Art, a member of our team. Just Google Brad Smith Art and you can find a number of his really easy listening music there. And we mentioned earlier, pray for his health and that of several others. Also want to mention Dallas Theological Seminary and the Legacy Leaders Summit. It's coming up this next week, September 12th and 13th, the evening of the 12th, all day the 13th. And John, they have some outstanding speakers. A guy named Chuck Swindoll, you may have heard of.
And yeah, just a few times.
David Jeremiah. Erwin Lutzer, who's been on this program before, and they're all among the speakers. They'll also have some panel discussions and worship and a place where leaders, Christian leaders, can sort of recharge their batteries, maybe going through a hard time. And friend, if you'd like to learn more about these events, this Legacy Leaders Summit, the 12th and the 13th, dts.edu/legacyleader. Again, that's dts.edu/legacyleader. John, tell us a little bit about Renewal Ministries and how it infuses hope into struggling pastors and Christian workers.
Well, thank you, Don. Yeah, we started Renewal Ministries, or the Lord birthed it in 2009, and really with a call to see every pastor worldwide to run their race and finish well. And what that means is we walk beside them. We encourage them. We listen to them. And we give them sometimes that nudge to redirect them back to where their hope really lies. Hmm. They're burdened down. They're weighed down. They have a high responsibility and a high accountability for what they do. And so it's really important that they do stay well and keep focused on what they're called to do.
Later this year, I have the privilege of going to India and speaking to 2,000 pastors and Christian workers and just encouraging them and challenging them to really stand up and proclaim God's truth to the nations. And it's always great for us to be able, you and I and others, to have that vision to encourage those Christian leaders and pastors. Renewal Ministries, tell us what the website is, because it's a different spelling.
It is.
You pulled a fast one.
I did. And so if you have a piece of paper, you might take a while to write this down. It's R-E-N-E-W-E-L-L, renewellministries.org.
Yeah. And by the way, we want to encourage you to remember Hope Speaks Clinic. If you are in need of help with depression, maybe feeling hopeless and helpless, maybe struggling with anxiety or an addiction or something like that, get in touch with them at hopespeaks.org. And a key member of their team, Vicki Gage, just went through some medical procedures, and I know that she would appreciate our praying for her tonight as well. Mm-hmm. So remember Vicki in your prayers. John, we talked about the first part of John 10:10, mm-hmm. and we left it hanging. And that's a bad thing to do, even though we knew that we were coming back to
right.
it. It started the thief. Satan comes right. to steal and kill and destroy. But then the next word is but, or however.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What does the rest of that verse tell us?
And this is Jesus speaking. And he yeah. says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. He says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for
yeah.
the sheep.
Yeah. Isn't that powerful?
Mm,
just a wonderful thing. So how do we unpack that insight and relate to these things in life today that are causing us to feel uncertain, that are undermining our hope? There's so many things like that.
Yeah, you know, Don, there's just so many things we could talk about in life that are uncertain, marriages and the divorces and health and death and kids and finances, economy. And then we know what's going on, or we see what's going on around the world and with world conflict and disasters. You know, Don, these are all real daily challenges. And yeah. in many cases, they're very personal to some of our listeners.
Yeah, some of you going through such a hard time right now. We all have to deal with these, sometimes more than one at a time, maybe mm-hmm. several in the middle of the storm. Where do we look? Where do we go?
We look to where our hope is.
Yeah.
And that is the real key, is knowing that God cares. And mm-hmm. that He, in Christ, He says, I'm the one true hope.
Yeah.
And that is where our hope is, Don.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful thing to know. Friend, right now, you may be in the middle of a seemingly hopeless situation. John and I would love to pray with you and talk with you and encourage you and share some insight mm-hmm. with you. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. We already have our first caller, and I believe the name is Jabaki in Ohio. Is that correct?
Correct.
Good. Go ahead. You're on the air with us.
Just to encourage anyone that's listening, it's beautiful to hear that Christ is where our hope is. And I was just reminded of the book of Colossians. The word of God says that Christ in you, the hope of Christ, the mystery of the kingdom is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
So we don't have to look for Christ in any person, place, or thing. We don't have to get discouraged by life's woes. It says for us to guard our heart, for from it flows the issues of life. And as we guard our hearts, we're reminded that our hope is only in Christ and Christ alone.
Amen. That's a powerful Amen. Statement, Jabaki, and I appreciate that. An Old Testament passage there that he touched on as well, subject of hope. And you have an Old Testament passage that you like to talk about that's one of your favorites, I know, John.
It really is, and it may seem kind of weird. So you, listeners, please stay with me through this. It's Proverbs 13:12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And the longer, and the reason I like this is because it reminds me, the longer that I wait or defer going to God in everything, the less likely I'm going to be hopeful. It's just not going to let me allow Him to move in. I take this from as a personal challenge, literally, Don. I go to Him with everything.
Yeah.
I don't let anything, big or small, good or bad, it has to go to Him first.
You know, there's a basis for that in the Old Testament. Zechariah 4:10 says, who has despised the day of small things? And that's in the context of a verse in verse 6 that says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, which goes back, Jabaki, to what you're saying about Colossians chapter 1, Christ in you, the hope of glory. John, would you lead us in prayer for our brother who has been a real encouragement to a lot of people on the air?
Absolutely. Jabaki, thank you for calling in, first of all, and let's just go to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for our brother. I thank you for the words that he is sharing to us and to everyone listening, Lord. And those words are powerful words because they are your words. And so I pray blessings over him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray where he is, at every place he sets his foot, You give him the authority, Lord. I pray that his eyes are on you. I pray that you would keep him free from distraction. Lord, in everything he does, I ask he ministers the call that you've put on his heart in the way that you want it to be done, Lord. We thank you for him and his life, and we just thank you for your love and your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, my brother. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much, and blessings to both of you guys. And that prayer just blessed my whole life, my wife and my kids. I take it pressed down, shaking together, and running over, and sending right back to you guys. It's a true love. It's a two-way street, right?
That's amen.
Right.
Amen. No question amen. About that. God bless you. Thank you so much. 855-586-5433. A lot of calls coming in tonight. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Good evening, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good to talk to you. I've had some huge answers to prayer in the past couple years. My father died about 2.5 years ago, and it was very stressful the way a family member handled the estate, but that's all over. But I just can't find a church around where I live, and I'm not the only one in this town, Marysville, about 30 miles northwest of Columbus, that has the same situation, same problem. There's just revolving doors on the churches, and a lot of and I've talked to people, they've seen the same thing. They'll go from church to church, and they'll see the same people going from church to church.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's just stuff I've never heard of before. The last church I went to was a Southern Baptist church. The associate pastor told me, he said, God never told the local church to evangelize. He told individual believers. And he put that in an email, and I kept reading it and rereading it. And I'm thinking, you went to Liberty University, and you're believing that. I didn't argue with him, but I thought there's no focus on evangelism or prayer, and people just aren't being fed, and it's really hard to find a good church, and I just want some fellowship at least.
Well, let's talk about that. Mark, I'm so glad you called us tonight, and that is a challenge sometimes. Maybe in a community, it's hard to find a church. And to me, John, and I've served as a pastor for quite a number of years, I'm almost not my entire life, but since I was in college, actually. And I think there are two really important things about a church. Number one, that they preach and teach God's word, and that does include evangelism, by the way. Mm-hmm. In fact, discipleship includes evangelism. Very important, not just for the individual, but for the church. But I think also there need to be churches that love people. And I was talking with some family members recently. We were discussing churches where love was lacking. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons why many times people go into a church and they're there for a little bit and then they leave is that maybe they're not embraced and loved. There's kind of there's the holy huddle here, and then there are the other people. Would you talk to us about the issue that Mark has raised?
Yeah, Mark, one of the things I think you're looking for is community, and we do need community, and sometimes we have to maybe look at things a little bit differently as we're approaching church, and we know this, and this is kind of a trite thing to say, there's no perfect church.
Oh, yeah.
But the truth is we can find fellowship with other believers in a lot of different situations. So my encouragement to you would be to just keep seeking the Lord, and to not look at the churches, maybe from a perspective of other churches you've been to or what other people might say.
Yeah, and that's good advice. And again, very important reminder, not just for you, Mark, but for all of our listening family, that you will not find the perfect church. In fact, I've told people many times, follow my advice. Don't join a perfect church if you find one, because it won't be perfect anymore. And I've said that to myself looking in the mirror, and that's so true. Heavenly Father, I pray for Mark. Lord, you know his heart. He's shared with us before his burden to be in a church that preaches and teaches your word, that reaches out to the lost, has an impact for you, and loves believers. Lord, just somehow open that door for him, and Lord, help him with the grief of having lost his father. Lord, we know what serious grief that can be. So Lord, just encourage Mark, I pray, in a special way. Thank you that we've heard from him tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mark, thank you for calling us, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. 855-586-5433 is the toll-free number that will get you in touch with us. That's 855-586-LIFE. John Redd tonight works with the Hope Speaks Clinic. And you can reach them online at hopespeaks.com. We'll be back with more on the program. You can check our website for archive programs at encouragementlive.org.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Our topic tonight, such an important one, the subject of hope. And John Redd is with me. He is a Christian Life Hope. He works with the Hope Speaks Clinic. Good tie-in there, John, with the subject of hope tonight.
Absolutely.
And hopespeaks.com is the website. As you heard Steve mention, 855-586-5433. Mike is listening in Colorado tonight. Mike, good to hear from you. Go ahead, Mike.
Don, so great to talk to you again. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And you, my brother?
I'm doing great. This is Mike the Millennial.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember me or not.
Oh, yes, I remember you. Remember your voice. Sure do.
Good. Well, it's great to talk to you. And John Redd, I always love when you're on the show. Thank you so much for all you do as well.
Thank you, Mike.
And, Absolutely. And so, John, the question I had about hope is essentially about how do you balance hope with reality? As far as, like, you know, for example, if you hope for something that's, like, amazing, like you may hope to get a $1 million house, but maybe that's not what God has planned for you, but you still hope for that. You know, like, how do you balance that sort of hope, but kind of remain realistic?
Boy, that's a great question. In fact, we were putting the show sheet together, Mike, for tonight, and I suggested to John Redd that we deal with that very subject based on a chapter in my book, Never Give Up. And that's a book about hope, and all the chapters relate to hope. And then I have a chapter, John, named When Hope Doesn't Apply. And I cite a couple of things in there, like maybe you're hoping to remarry the person who divorced you, and you've worked toward that and worked toward toward that, and then you discover that that person has married somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, again, you're hoping like crazy God will send you $1 million so you can mm-hmm. donate it to a ministry like ours or like yours, like Renewal Ministries. Mike, you have raised a very good question. How do we balance hope with reality?
Yeah, there's always going to be, inevitably, circumstances in life that just don't fit our plans. And I think that's the key, is that it's our plans. Doesn't mean we don't have hope in things, but the bottom line is we have to submit to what the Lord wants for our lives and trust that His plans are the best. And it can be very difficult, but it's that submission to what He wants. Lord, make Your plans my plans.
Yeah, I think about the Apostle Paul and the time that he was stuck in his ministry and wanted to go north and God said no, and he wanted to go east and God said no. And finally, God sent some guy from Macedonia and said, come over here and help us. And mm-hmm. and Mike, you've probably been in some situations like that before where you've prayed and prayed and maybe God just didn't answer, or maybe God answered in a different way.
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest thing with me is, you know, having a lifelong struggle with anxiety and, you know, praying to God, you know, asking Him, you know, why did He kind of give me this affliction, but also understanding, you know, it is part of His plan and I'm supposed to learn from that and grow. And I think that that's the most important thing, is just having that kind of realization surrounding the problems we do have.
So. Yeah, this is not a biblical verse, but somebody said, when life hands you a lemon, squeeze it and make lemonade. And it sounds like you're working to do that with the anxiety issues in your life. I want to mention a book I had the privilege of writing. I actually wrote it in the aftermath of another book called Worry-Free Living. And I wanted to list all of the scriptures on anxiety and worry in the Old and New Testaments. And the book is titled The Roots of Inner Peace. It's out of print right now, Mike, but you might be able to find a copy on Amazon or eBay. It was published by Kriegel originally. And you might find that book encouraging as you work on those anxiety issues. John, would you lead us in prayer for Mike about that specifically?
Absolutely, yeah. Lord, we thank You for Mike. We thank You for the life that You've given him, Lord. And Lord, we just ask right now that in the name of Jesus, that You would put Your peace firmly in Mike's heart. And Lord, I pray that Mike would receive it and just rest in it, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that his focus would be on You in every situation. Lord, I ask that every time he might feel anxious, Lord, that he would say, You're my strength. You're my shield. I rest under Your wings.
Yes.
And Lord, let Your peace, by his trusting in Your promises, bring him to that place of calmness and focus, Lord. And Lord, we thank You for all the good plans You have for Mike. And we praise You for who You are in Your holiness and mightiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mike, always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling us.
Likewise. Thank you, Don.
God bless. 855-586-5433. We love it when we have a lot of callers, John, don't we?
Do.
It's great. And our next caller is Susan, listening in Virginia. Thank you for calling us, Susan. Glad you're listening over AFR. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just new to listening to your show, but some of the callers have prompted me to call. And one of the things that I've been burdened with for the last, well over a year or so, I've been attending a Lord's church in Virginia, and there's no membership. It's a Lord's church. There's no membership, so there's not really an official discipleship program, and their Koinonia group, but they're hard to find because I live about half an hour away. But
yeah.
The thing that has been bothering me, and I've reached out through various means to our pastor, I'm just hoping, and this is probably a good forum for me to bring this up, that I'm asking our pastor and other pastors may be hearing this to call their churches to fasting and prayer for our country. We are at a crossroads. We are just embedded deeply in sin, and these past 4 years have just crystallized that fact. And, you know, I mention it, I'm told, well, you should start small, talk to your small group. I said, this is urgent. We are possibly face in the end of our republic? And I know God is in control, but he wants us to repent.
Well, and we've been told to pray. We've been told to repent. And, John, I think about 2 Chronicles 7:14. Mm-hmm. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. I do think our land is in need of healing spiritually, no question about it. We won't get into the political aspects of it, but there are moral and spiritual issues that we need to be in great prayer about. And certainly in light of the upcoming election, we need to make these things a matter of prayer. And Susan, I'm glad you've brought that up tonight. John, your thoughts about what Susan has shared in terms of even churches bringing a call to people to fast and pray. And I believe God honors fasting and
absolutely,
prayer.
Absolutely. And Susan, I would encourage you, if you're not already doing it, which you probably are, is to fast and pray.
Yeah.
Certainly. But, you know, I think what, you know, we talk about fasting and praying for our country and for other things. It's that commitment to go before the Lord and say, Lord, this is my desire. I want to have my desires be your desires, but to totally submit to that. And Susan, I just want to encourage you that you do what you're called to do, and that is to fast and pray for our country and fast and pray for those that you think might be or you hope would come alongside you and do the same thing. But when you said the first words out of your mouth was a burden, and I just ask you to not carry the burden. Let the Lord carry that burden.
Yes. It says in Scripture, Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you.
Right.
He will not allow the righteous to be moved. Mm. Susan, a great concern, request. Mm-hmm. Let's pray for you and for our country.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much that Susan has this burden.
Mm.
And Lord, we would join her in praying about that burden and casting that burden on you.
Yes.
Lord, we know that sometimes circumstances in our country seem very dire, and without question they are. But you are a great and awesome God who has proved yourself to be the one who is in charge of the universe. And Lord, help us to remember that, and to remember that you've told us to do as Jeremiah 33:3 says, to call on you and you will answer and show great and mighty things which you don't know. So, Lord, we join Susan tonight in lifting that request to you, asking you, Lord, to draw our country, our people back to you. Mm-hmm. And we know that righteousness exalts a nation, mm-hmm. but sin is a reproach to any people. So, Lord, we claim the power of the Spirit of God to work in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Susan, so much. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
God bless you. John, I want to ask you, as a Christian life coach, you have dealt with these kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to how you relate as a Christian life coach to people who are struggling with this whole issue of a loss of hope.
Mm, yes, absolutely. You know, Don, as a life coach and life coach trainer yourself, you know how we do. The first thing is we listen.
Yeah.
We listen without judgment. And sometimes, and you've experienced this probably thousands of times, people just oftentimes need a listening ear to help mm-hmm. them verbalize what's going on and to process the situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, as Christian life coaches, Christian ministers, our goal is to remind them that God knows their circumstances.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on, and that he cares and wants to help them.
Yeah, no question about that, and that is true on the micro version when it comes down to my things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't have enough money to get me to the next payday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't buy gasoline to be able to drive to church on Sunday. And in that case, maybe I at least have the internet and I can be able to click into a service, a worship service, or, you know, whatever I can do there, we can trust our God. And you're right. We listen, we ask those cultivating questions, and then we share those insights that may guide that person so that they can make those good decisions. And by the way, one of the decisions, if you're involved in Christian leadership, might be to plug into that Legacy Leaders Summit that's coming up next week here at Dallas Theological Seminary on the campus. Chuck Swindoll is one of the speakers. Another one is Erwin Lutzer, David Jeremiah. Those men will inspire and encourage your heart. And then there will be panel discussions, worship, and a lot more. We talked about this at length with Josh Wynn last week. To learn more about this and to register, go to dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. That Legacy Leader Summit will be next Thursday evening and Friday, September 12th and 13th. And we'll be right back on Encouragement Live.
At the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, you'll hear from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. The Legacy Leaders Summit this September 12th and 13th features messages from Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, plus panel discussions, worship, and more. You may register at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org, thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Tonight we're talking about hope, and John Redd is with me. John is a Christian life coach, works with the Hope Speaks Clinic located in suburban Dallas, where they provide Christ-centered and biblical help for depression, for anxiety, for addictions, and a lot of other things. And John, it seems to me that the subject of hope is one that plays a prominent role in the work at the Hope Speaks Clinic under the leadership of Dr. Tom Schoaf.
It is, and that's what's so awesome about Hope Speaks. It's Christ-centered. They know that the hope they have, the hope they can give out, is only through Christ.
Yeah, I was working with them last week. Brenda was a great help to me, and Vicky was, and they've helped me. We had somebody in our church that needed to get some help, some very serious help, and we were able to get that worked out through the Hope Speaks Clinic. And so I personally just very strongly endorse them. And by the way, their number, some of you would prefer to call, is 972-669-1733. That's 972-669-1733, or hopespeaks.com. 855-586-5433. Cornelius is on the line listening in Louisiana over AFR. Good to hear from you, Cornelius. Go ahead.
Hey, John Redd and Don Hawkins, and thank you, Mr. Danny, for putting me through. At the end of the show, give that number again, because I'm on the phone. I can't write it down, so give me that number at the end of the show. But I wanted to tell everybody, too, I know Mike the Millennial, he helped me out when I had a situation along with some other Christians named Ruthie. So he's a great fella, and hopefully he can help us out as the dark days are coming. My prayer for everybody is just like Susan, for our country and everything. And with 9/11 coming up, we just need to be ready for anything and everything. And like I said, after my dad died, a tough Korean War vet, in December of 2020 of COVID-19, I started listening to y'all, and y'all have been a real blessing to me because I've had some dark days since my dad died. I'm in this house here alone and stuff.
Yeah.
But I read three things. I read Matthew 6. Then I read Proverbs. Today's the seventh day. You got 31 days for Proverbs, one for every day. Then I read the prayer of protection, which is Psalm 91.
Yeah.
So that's three good things, the Lord's Prayer and that. I want to ask you something real quick, Don, too, if
sure.
you could. Because you write books and probably maybe you even, John, read. Nobody that I know has written 365 Fear Not. There's supposed to be one for every day. Yeah. In the Bible, and I think that would be a great book for somebody to write. 365 days of fear not.
Actually,
we really need that.
Actually, Cornelius, my friend Don Sapaw, who is a member of the Board of Encouragement Communications, I don't know that it's been published yet, but I'll have to tell him that you called in tonight and brought that up because he has been working, and you remember, John, he was actually the CEO at Rapha, Christian Treatment Centers, for many years, and he's the founder of Restoration Senior Living and working toward Restoration Treatment Centers, and Don has a real gift for that, and he's also written a great book on forgiveness called The Search for Peace. But he has documented those 365 verses on Fear Not. That's a powerful statement. And Cornelius, it's always good to hear from you. You are taking the correct antidote for when you feel the way you feel. John, I want to get you to give just a word of encouragement and then lead us in prayer for Cornelius and for our country.
Absolutely. Cornelius, I love your excitement, brother, of how you are living life for the Lord and you're excited about what's going on. And I want to encourage you in something. Those 365 fear nots, they're for you. He's spoken those words for you. He's spoken those words for all of our listeners, but all of us as children of God are his children. So he's speaking to us very directly. So I want to encourage you, brother. Things are weird.
Yeah.
Things are uncertain, but we know that we have certainty in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen?
Amen to that.
Let me pray for you. Can I pray for you?
Please.
All right. Lord, thank you so much for our brother Cornelius and his heart for prayer, his heart to read your word. And God, I pray that as he explores your word, that you would open up your word to him in new and fresh ways. God, I pray that not only would he read the Logos word, but you would fill him with the Rhema word, the Spirit word, to put those together in a very powerful way, Lord God. God, I thank you that your word is written. Lord Jesus, you are the word. So as we read it, we take it in, it is you. So as Cornelius reads the word, he's reading and hearing from you. And Lord, I just ask you to encourage him in his spirit, to lead him through these days, to bring him to the place where you want him to be.
Yes.
God, we thank you that you are the God of great plans. And Lord, we just rest in that peace that you have already made a way for us to be with you for all of eternity through salvation in Jesus Christ. And we thank you in Jesus' precious and holy name. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Cornelius, good to hear from you. God bless you, my brother. Mm-hmm. Keep in the word.
Don and John.
God bless. 855-586-5433. Ken is listening in Massachusetts over WARV, part of Life Changing Radio. Good to hear from you, Ken. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How do we deal with the spiritual battle? And I know it's a spiritual battle of anxiety, depression, and/or mental illness. What's your advice on that?
Boy, that's a great question. And Ken, I'm so glad you raised it. And John, I know you address this with so many people in your day-to-day ministry.
Yeah, we do. You know, there's the thing we have to look at this is that we are a spirit body and a physical body. So there are some things that can be physical that happen to us, chemical imbalances, those kind of things. But we also know, like we talked at the onset of the show, we have an enemy that wants to destroy us. And so I think recognizing, like we talked about, recognizing his schemes, his things he does, and to take our thoughts, is the thing that I'm thinking, is the thing that I'm anxious about, is it the truth? Is it really the truth? And if it's not, then we need to just take it and let it go.
And think of the number of times, John, when we look at a situation and we say, that's hopeless.
Yes.
And that's a lie. That's Satan's lie.
Absolutely.
And he comes to steal and kill. He wants to destroy our joy, steal our joy. He wants to destroy our testimony. Mm-hmm. And he wants to take our lives through depression and maybe suicidal thinking. Mm-hmm. And Ken, I want to share something with you. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good. Jot this down. Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. This is a verse, John, that I know you're familiar with. Remember, Jeremiah was labeled the weeping prophet. And, you know, he was in a very depressing time, probably very much more depressing even than today, and what's going on in Israel and with Hamas and all of that, because his city had been destroyed. And he said his eyes were like fountains. He wept so much for the loss of his city. But he said, your words were found, and I ate them. Mm. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I'm called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. And what we heard from our previous caller, Cornelius, reminded me of that verse, because Cornelius is getting into the Word of God to counter those depressed and anxious feelings that Satan wants to use against us. Mm-hmm. And you remember, Ken, there were three times that Satan attempted to undermine Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. And three times, what did Jesus say? It is written. He countered that with the scripture. And the scripture is what turned Jeremiah around from a weeping prophet to a rejoicing prophet. And Ken, that's what we're going to pray for you. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you that Ken called us tonight. What a joy to hear from him. And Lord, I pray that whatever he's dealing with right now, whatever Satan is launching against him, that you would help him to counter that with the Word of God, just like Jesus did. And Lord, I think about the words in Peter, that Satan's like a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. Mm-hmm. Give our brother Ken the grace to resist him steadfast in the faith. I pray this for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Ken, thank you for sharing your burden and calling us tonight.
Thank you. God bless.
Bless you. Boy, I'll tell you, this has been a powerful time, John. We're coming down to the end of our program. Any thoughts that you feel like it's important for our listening family to take away that we haven't covered on the subject of hope tonight? You know,
I think, Don, we would be remiss if we didn't speak to those listeners who may not have accepted Christ yet.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, hope is really an important relationship to the gospel.
It is.
Tell us how a person who doesn't have that hope can come to experience it.
You know, it's so simple. It's to simply say, I don't know what my life will look like, and I want to be sure. Yeah. I want to know what my eternity would look like. And Jesus is the answer.
Yeah.
He's our only hope. And asking him into our lives and saying, I'm a sinner. I've messed up. Yeah. But I know that I need a Savior.
Yeah.
And to have that knowledge and that awareness and say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want you to be Lord of my life. And I ask you to forgive me my sins.
And friend, if you've prayed that prayer that John just expressed, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us through the website, encouragementlive.org. And just let us know you placed your trust in Jesus as your personal Savior. Mm. I want to send you a copy of my book, Never Give Up, and some other resources that can help you experience that hope. We were requested that we share that information about the Hope Speaks Clinic. Again, John, I want to mention the website is hopespeaks.com, and the phone number is 972-669-1733. Again, that's 972-669-1733. And again, if you'd like to learn more about Renewal Ministries, the website for that, John, I'm let you give it.
It's R-E-N-E-W-E-L-L ministries.org.
Yeah, keep that ministry in mind. Pray for them. John, I'm so glad that you brought your wife, Lisa, with you tonight, by the way.
Thanks, Don.
And so glad that you came in and shared encouragement and hope. We'll look forward to our next time together.
Yes, sir. Always good to see you, Don.
Always a joy, John. And always, friend, it's great to have you with us. Again, we archive the programs on our website, encouragementlive.org. For all of us who've been a part of this ministry tonight, I'm Don Hawkins. Thank you for joining us for Encouragement Live.